for Storm Lake Radio, Ryan Thompson getting together with Sioux Central girls track coach Kendall Rachey. And Kendall, this coming Saturday, December 5th in Ames, will be a memorable day for you as you will be honored as a coach of the year at the Iowa Association of Track Coaches banquet. First of all, if you can tell us what it means to you.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the honor from the standpoint of, you know, the girls had a really, really great year last year, placing fifth at state last year, and just had a really, we won almost every track meet that we had last year. So they really put together one of the great performances that we've had. So it's really a nice honor because I get to go back to the girls and say, I know my name's on this plaque, but this plaque happened because of the great year that you guys had. And so it's really a direct reflection of what the kids had for a great year. So I'm excited from that standpoint to go down and accept it, you know, kind of on behalf of them as well.
And as you told me beforehand, you also received this honor 10 years ago. And another neat thing about this year is that someone you're quite familiar with, and that Wendell Larson, Alt Aurelia, boys track coach, will also be honored as a coach of the year on Saturday. Pretty cool thing.
Yeah, it is. Wendell and I have really talked a lot throughout the track season. You know, we talked to each other down at state. We kind of kept track of each other, what each other were doing. And we were just, it was kind of fun because we were always wishing each other well in all the different events. And so we both had a lot of fun and communicated a lot throughout the season last year. So I was really excited to see Wendell also get the award.
Well, as you already touched on, reflecting back on this past girls track season at Sioux Central, what a great one it was. Fifth at state, not to mention district champs, and finished first in seven meets.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, it was so interesting because we didn't know if we were going to even win a meet last year. And then, you know, pretty soon we won one meet, and then we won another one, and like, oh my gosh, this is cool. And then we won another one, and like, oh, this is way cool. And so we ended up in this, we just kept the string going and ended up winning seven meets. So it was a real, and then the ones that we didn't win, we got second in. So it really turned out to be a really fun and really phenomenal year for the girls. And we have a lot of those girls returning. Granted, we got a few injuries that have got to get healed up, but I'm really excited to work with those girls again this year. But it really has been a nice reflection of what the girls did last year, and that's what I'm so excited and so proud of.
Yeah, we'll talk about what's to come momentarily, but Kendall, how many years now have you been coaching track at Sioux Central?
29 years.
Wow.
Wow. And, you know, it's kind of ironic. We talk about 29 years, and there's a lot to look forward to this year. We actually, for the first time in 29 years, we actually have a track that we can practice on, and we'll have track meets at now.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Definitely you are, as the new track at Sioux Central. I've driven up there by there a couple of times, and it's taking shape quite well and is going to be ready to go this spring.
Yeah, it's really going to be a neat facility. You know, with the turf football field, you know, the kids are going to be able to go out there and not worrying about tearing up the field or anything. And the new track, it's just really neat. And it's like a new kid in a candy store. I've actually got a track where we can go out and practice things on and do stuff on.
That'll be exciting. And as you touched on a couple of injuries with your girls over the summer, a couple of them, particularly Jenny Sievers and Shara Smith, who were set to be a couple of your returners, tore ACLs over the summer. How's their progress been in trying to get back for the spring?
Yeah, that is pretty interesting. Those girls are some pretty determined girls that are strong-willed, and they are working really, really, really hard at getting themselves back and going again. You know, those they take a long time, man. Like, you know, they're trying to rush it back, and just let that lick. Keep doing what you're supposed to do, and let it come back. It'll happen. So I think their progress is good. I know they're working very, very hard at getting themselves going again. I know they're even doing a little bit of jogging to try and help that process along. But it's slow, and probably can't go fast enough for them. But yeah, they were both pretty important pieces to our season last year. So we got to hope those injuries continue to heal.
Well, those two, and of course, Kenzie Cuney, a standout state champion this last year in the 100-meter hurdles, and several others, as you said, ready to return. Definitely a lot to be excited about for the upcoming track season.
Yeah, it really is. You know, we lost one senior last year, and she was a good one in Emma Myers. But, you know, we've got a – I can't even name all the girls because it – and I really stress that upon the girls. Every one of them had some part or played some important role of the great year that we had last year, whether it was they placed a sixth place in an event. You know, you can't do as well as we did as a team last year without all those little pieces in place. And we really – really had that last year. So it was a really, really fun year last year. And those girls are, every one of them's important.
Looking forward to what's to come for Sioux Central girls track and head coach Kendall Rachey. Thanks a lot for the time and congratulations again on the receiving the Coach of the Year award, which you'll get at the Iowa Association of Track Coaches Hall of Fame banquet in Ames this Saturday. Congratulations again and enjoy.
Thank you very much, Ryan.